Exercises 3B and 4. Page 60.
I'd like to welcome our next guest who is here to talk about the importance of friends and families in our lives. Dr. Jacobs is a psychologist who has written several books related to how our social environment affects us. Welcome, Dr. Jacobs. First of all, can you tell us how important it is to have friends and family in our lives?
Good afternoon, Becky, and thank you for inviting me to your show. Let me start by discussing the role of family in our lives. What is family? The dictionary definition states that a family is a social group composed of children and parents. But a family is more than this simplistic explanation. For me, family is an inseparable part of our lives. It is the origin of our very existence. It is like a marriage. We are partners in good times and bad, in wealth and in poverty, and in sickness and in health. Not only are our families responsible for the fact that we are here, but as we grow up, families are what define our personalities.
If I can just interrupt you for a second, do you mean that the environment in which we are raised at home can affect the person we become?
Yes. Both genetic and environmental conditions play major roles in our development. Our family is where we inherit our genes, and during the formative years of our lives, our family is where we learn how to walk, to talk, to interact, and so on. This results in most people inheriting personalities and opinions from family members.
Will an adopted child be more likely to end up with the personality of one of their birth parents or one of their adopted parents?
This nature versus nurture debate has been going on for years now. This argument could continue until we're blue in the face, but in my opinion, the environment plays a significantly greater role in the foundations of our characters.
Okay. And can you tell us briefly what impact friends can have on our lives?
Well, I should start by emphasizing that there are many different types of friends, as well as various stages of friendship. An individual might go through their lives making hundreds of friends, but it's possible that only a few, or even none of them, will be friends forever. People often regard acquaintances or colleagues as friends, but true friends are people who you spend time with socially, who you interact with. You listen to them, and they listen to you. They are people you choose to be with.
Would you say that friends are people you can rely on?
Yes, I'd say that is a good way of characterizing friendship. We meet so many people who we call friends during our lives, but we share a very close bond with very few of them. But those people we do find a great friendship with are essential in our lives. They provide social support. They are able to help us deal with problems with our families or secrets that we can't discuss with our families. We share our experiences at school and our emotions with our friends. In our adolescence especially, we are more likely to turn to our friends because we feel they understand us better. They help take the pressure off that we can feel our families create. Friends, even those who we only have for short periods of our life, also introduce us to new ideas. They can challenge the ideas that we have formed with our families.
So, finally, what is more important to a person, their friends or their family?
I think that a comparison between friends and family is inappropriate. They serve different functions. Also, family members can often be our closest friends, and our closest friends can be like family. Our parents are our first teachers, and they help us to understand life better. Our relationships with siblings establish how we cope with competitiveness, cooperation, and such like. Through interaction with relatives, we learn how to socialize and make friends. Then, as we meet more and more people, we fine-tune our capabilities and enhance our chances of finding friends who share the same interests with us. I wouldn't say that family is more important than friends. I would just argue that family is what shapes and determines who we become in the first place. And that then influences the type of friends we'll have later in life.
I'm afraid that's all we've got time for today. Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And now to the news headlines at 4 o'clock with Lindsay.